Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 30th of August. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 993 expected, Rockall 965 by 1800 Saturday. Low Scotland 991 losing its identity by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, west backing southwest 4 to 6, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Plymouth, Biscay, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, Sole, west or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain then showers, fog patches in southeast Fitzroy. Moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor in southeast Fitzroy. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers then rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south 5 or 6, veering west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain then squally showers, good, becoming moderate or poor. Rockall, south 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally showers, good, becoming moderate or poor. Malin, west 3 to 5, backing southeast, then veering south later 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, but southeasterly in Fair Isle, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northwest, 3, recent drizzle. 16 miles, 994, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west, southwest, 2. 30 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south, 3, mist. 6 miles, 996, rising slowly. Wick, automatic. South by west, 3. 19 miles, 993, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south, southeast, 2. 5 miles, 994, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by south, 2. 22 miles, 994, rising more slowly. Bulmer, west, southwest, 2. 30 miles, 996, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2. 997, rising more slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic. West, southwest, 5. 11 miles, 1001. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West, southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1002. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. West by north, 4. 1002, rising. Jersey, west by north, 5. 13 miles, 1,005, rising. Channel light vessel automatic. Southwest by west, 5. 5 miles, 1,004. Scilly automatic. West, 5. Slight rain. 3 miles, 1,005, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by north, 3, 16 miles, 1,001, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west by south, 4, 22 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Valley, west by north, 4, 22 miles, 999, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 5, 14 miles, 998, rising slowly. Valentia, south, 2, 19 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 3, 16 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west, 4, 16 miles, 996, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 4, 7 miles, 996, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 29th of August. The general situation: a transient ridge of high pressure will move eastwards this morning, bringing generally fine conditions with just the odd isolated shower at first. However, a deep Atlantic low will then approach northwest Ireland through the day, with its associated weather fronts sweeping a band of rain eastwards to all parts this afternoon and evening, with showers following in behind. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 3 or less until later in the Murray Firth, and in the northwest, otherwise southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 for a time and south, then backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 or 6 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in east. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 or 6. Showers, then rain later for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times west of Land's End. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 4 or 5, backing south, then veering southwest later 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times in the inner Bristol Channel. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly 3 to 7, backing southerly or southeasterly, then veering southwesterly later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest later. Mainly fair, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, then veering southwest later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Backing southerly or southeasterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in the North Channel. Then veering southwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later, then veering south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, but rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West 2 to 4, backing southeast 3 to 5. Backing east or southeast 5 to 7, then veering south 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and this is where we part ways for the night. From all of us at Radio 4, we wish you a very peaceful night. Good night.
It is midnight GMT. Hello, I'm David Harper. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we are live in the United States and India as we examine what has made the world go round at the tail end of another business week. And the tariff saga continues as an appeals court in the US rules that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. It's certainly not the end of the story, but it could have massive implications for Trump policy. Also this week, Donald Trump made an attempt to oust a governor of the Federal Reserve. We still don't know whether that will hold water either, but the Fed chair position is up for grabs next year. And we hear from one former regional Fed president who says he's up for the role.
I'll take the job as long as it's set up for success. I'm the most experienced person.
And maybe we need a bit of blue sky thinking when we circle back and diarise some fortification on the subject of workplace speak. Business Matters here on the BBC after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. An appeals court in the United States has ruled that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. The judges said the president's powers to respond to national emergencies did not explicitly include the power to impose tariffs or taxes. Peter Bowes reports.
The decision applies to the legality of what Mr. Trump called reciprocal tariffs, imposed as part of his trade war in April, as well as a separate set of levies imposed in February against China, Canada, and Mexico. Other tariffs, such as those on steel and aluminium imports, are not affected. The court said the taxes would remain in place until October to give the president time to appeal to the Supreme Court. In a post on his social media platform Truth Social, Mr. Trump said if the decision were allowed to stand, it would literally destroy the United States of America.
The former chief medical officer of the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told the BBC she fears the childhood vaccination schedule in the United States could be dismantled. Deborah Howry, who resigned alongside other officials, warned that could lead to a rise in vaccine-preventable diseases such as polio and measles.
I am extremely worried that with continued resignations, terminations, retirements, all because of what's going on through some of these policies, that we are not going to have the capacity to continue to do good science, to respond to an outbreak should there be one, and to prevent chronic diseases. The public health in our nation and globally will be crippled.
The US State Department has confirmed that the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has had his visa revoked, along with 80 other Palestinian officials. The move denies Mr. Abbas the opportunity to attend the UN General Assembly. Here's Simon Hancock.
On Friday, the Palestinian